So Seder Vayeshev, Vayeshev Yaakov Bereshugur Aviv Beretz Kanaan, Eila Toldos Yaakov, Yosef Ben Shva Esrei Shana Yeres Echav Batzon Vunar, Esbnei Bila Vesbnei Zilpan Eshe Aviv, Vayavi Yosef Hedibasam Ra'al El Aviyem. So you see that it says that these are the generations history of Jacob Joseph, as if there was a common name. Because it says that whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. And whatever happened to Yaakov and Yosef is going to happen to Klal Yisrael. And it says that once Joseph was 17, he was already ready, or primed as it were, to be able to go forth on the life that he was going to have to live and on the mission that he was going to have to accomplish. But it says that both Yaakov and Yosef, they were the Jews that had to teach us how to live in Golus. In other words, if it were not for them and their successes and their being trailblazers in the Galut, we would never be able to live in the Galut. And both Yaakov and Yosef began with adversity. They began in poverty. They began in slavery. And while Yaakov lived in a relative prosperity, I mean, he was certainly not poor, but Yosef became the viceroy of Egypt. Yosef became among the most powerful people on the earth. And Yosef was able to remain staunch in his beliefs into the Abrahamic tradition. And this is also, I think, one of the challenges of the American Jewish community. While we seem to have done quite well under oppression and pogroms and attacks, we haven't done so well with opulence. And so the Parsha of Yeshev and the subsequent Parshas dealing with the life of Yosef teach us very important lessons in terms of how to deal with opulence and how to yet remain steadfast in our love and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as Yosef was successful in his mission in life, may we be successful in ours. Rabbi Chanan Rekashin, Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu.